Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
B-Pod Studios.
Wrestling Inside the Ropes this week is brought to you by the Wilbur. Jim Ross presents his Under the Black Hat book tour, coming to the Wilbur at some point. For tickets and information, visit thewilbur.com. The Jim Ross Show postponed for now. AEW's Dynamite Show in Boston is rescheduled for Wednesday, August 5th at Aganis Arena. So my guess is Jim Ross's show will be August 6th, but that's just a guess. If you've entered our contest, we have your information. We're hopeful that we're still going to do a drawing and do giveaways and all that stuff. But we can't give away tickets for a show that we don't know is going to happen or not going to happen. So that's off the top. JR's show postponed for now. AEW's Dynamite show that was scheduled for Boston in April is now August 5th at Aganis Arena. The big news, though, coming as we record this on Monday night is the WWE has released a statement on WrestleMania. It reads, in coordination with local partners and government officials, WrestleMania and all related events in Tampa Bay will not take place. However, WrestleMania will still stream live on Sunday, April 5th at 7 p.m. on the WWE Network and be available on pay-per-view. Only essential personnel will be on the closed set at WWE's training facility in Orlando, Florida to produce WrestleMania. Mike, we know this has been building for a while. There's a pandemic going on and the circumstances around this whole new world right now and the storm that's coming. And I think Vince was kind of waiting to, for whatever reason, whether it's insurance money, whether it's some business side, there are reasons why Vince was waiting. And his relationship with Donald Trump, I kind of thought was maybe Trump told Vince something and Vince kind of went with it, and maybe Dana White and UFC were involved somehow too, because Dana White, it took a while for him to start canceling shows and things of that nature. I think we're all kind of hopeful that WrestleMania was going to happen as was, but we knew better. We knew better because there's a pandemic going on. The world is different right now. And until we get the world fixed and healthy, this is empty arena wrestling shows and WrestleMania. A lot of money lost, but the people's health, our health, is more important. Mike, just a lot of stuff to unpack there.
Yeah, it's just really last week at this time, you know, looking ahead to WrestleMania a day after Elimination Chamber, so much changed within 48 hours. I think the whole trend started once the NBA suspended the season. Then it was just a domino effect from everything in sports. The question was, when will WrestleMania postpone or cancel? And sure, Vince McMahon holds out to the very end. We're less than 3 weeks out from WrestleMania. It had to be done. It had to be done. UFC today, Monday, March 16th, just announced that they were going to postpone their three upcoming events over the next month. And as you did indicate, with Dana White having that relationship with President Trump, and Vince McMahon, of course, too, for Vince to hold out this long, but now come to the realization from what we've heard from the White House over the last couple of days, the tune has changed with the administration, that this is a very serious pandemic. And not only you're not allowed to have international flights come into the United States, that's probably a quarter of your audience for WrestleMania. 70,000 people at Raymond James Stadium, they can't come into the country because that is an international affair. We've been at WrestleMania's, Jimmy. You've seen the international fans there. Last year at WrestleCon, I had someone in front of me right from India. One right behind me was from England. So they are not eligible to come to the United States right now. That's a quarter of your audience there. They had to do this. It was only a matter of time. And you know what? It's going to be very interesting to see how this goes with the Performance Center. Vince owns it, as you mentioned, the building and so forth. But I need someone to come to me and tell me one individual who has not been affected by this in any line of work. Everyone has been affected by it. You have been affected by it. Everyone. Everyone. You name it. Income, work-related situation. It just how it is. But thankfully, Vince is turning chicken, you know what, into chicken salad with the scenario here. And the show will go on.
With Vince and WWE, they'll be okay. Business-wise, they will be okay with closing the doors to a football stadium for international stuff. But it's places like WrestleCon. They had to cancel their convention. And you know, there's going to be some funding options available to them through Pro Wrestling Tees, I think. But the owner of WrestleCon takes out a lot of money to be able to host. 1 year it was Steve Austin. This year was going to be Chris Jericho was the big draw. And yep. WrestleCon's a fabulous, fabulous convention that isn't associated with WWE. Right. There are local indie shows that Beyond Wrestling, Chaotic has run WrestleMania weekend. Northeast Wrestling has run a WrestleMania weekend. All these small promotions who come, and this is their big money week because they get everybody coming in. So let's try as best we can, if we can, and not a lot of us can, support those by buying t-shirts or buying a future ticket to a show. Hopefully, like AEW's scheduled to come to Boston in August. Hopefully that holds up. We don't know how long the world is going to have these types of restrictions.
Yep.
Donald Trump said, our U.S. President Donald Trump said today, could be July, could be August. That's hopeful now.
Right.
Even though, like, I know a lot of places are, hey, talk to us in April. Which, again, hopefully it's April. Boston Public Schools, Boston, Massachusetts Public Schools are closed until the middle of April.
Yep.
So hopefully it's April, and hopefully this storm is just going to be temporary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, your life is certainly affected by it. Mine is.
Oh.
We fortunately, Mike, we can do a podcast on wrestling because Vince still has his doors open. Tony exactly. Khan is going to open his doors to a closed, to a no audience show on Wednesday night. So as silly as it may be in, you know, we talked about the NFL free agency. Like, yep. It's something to get our mind off of the world's issues because exactly. There are just so many. So thankfully, pro wrestling is that outlet for us. And maybe it will be for more people.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that because right before we recording right now, it's Monday Night Raw on March 16th. And it was just so refreshing to watch the first half hour of Raw. Edge came out, and then, of course, they had the whole three broadcast team there. It was just a refreshing thing to watch for 30 minutes instead of CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, all of the outlets. And it's just like, okay, this is our out. So couldn't have said it better, Jimmy. This is going to be the best cure for any fan. And you know what? Even if you're not a fan of pro wrestling, jump on the bandwagon. We'll take you. Listen to us. We'll tell you all about it. We got WrestleMania coming up in less than 3 weeks here. So let's take the high road, make the most of it, and sure, no crowd in the audience, but the show will go on.
Yeah, and ironically enough, Edge did a promo to lead off Raw that was amazing. Just mm-hmm. good intensity. And John Cena and Bray Wyatt had a good interaction on SmackDown in front of an empty arena. There was no crowd disruptions. CM Punk actually had a great tweet within the last hour of us recording. Oh, it was, this is in response to the WrestleMania statement that they're going to a closed door venue, their own performance center. CM Punk wrote, well, that's one way to make sure Roman finally gets not booed and nobody chants for me. Like, that's because that happened in New Orleans, main event Absolutely. Of New Orleans. Brock retains, Absolutely. And the crowd is just so angry that they are chanting for CM Punk and throwing around a beach ball. And right. actually, ironically enough, if you go back and watch that match. That's one of the more brutal main events in WrestleMania history. And it'll be forever remembered as the match that nobody wanted to see, yet everybody just screamed in passion against it.
Right. Right. And it was really, just being a part of that and then calling the audible too and so forth. But, you know, I want to go to this real quick here with the decision for WrestleMania. And I want to ask you what you think of this, because there's been a lot of feedback. Everyone is jumping on this. Social media is blowing up.
That's all we have right now. It's all we have is social media.
That's all we
until
got.
Until they closed down the internet because there was a cyber attack on the White House, apparently.
Right, exactly. And the question is, though, should they have canceled WrestleMania or postponed it or do it as they're going to do in front of a no-audience performance center? A lot of people are saying they should have canceled it altogether. Others are okay with the fact that it's going to be in the arena that's empty, and others would have liked to have been postponed to a later date. But that's a tough thing to postpone it to a later date.
So, in my opinion, they are doing WrestleMania because their story arc peaks at WrestleMania. And they are a TV show first and foremost. And they are a live event. Like, they get the most money into that company through the TV show. Yep. And through pay-per-view buys, network buys.
Right.
So the live event crowd, yes, of course they want your WrestleMania money. Of course they do. But they're still... they feel like more people are going to watch on television, especially now. Like, everybody's going to watch WrestleMania either through pay-per-view or they're going to pay for the network or whatever.
Yep.
But that's the main source of their income. It's not like WrestleMania of early days. Like, if you look at that WrestleMania 1 card, it's the big story at the time is Hogan versus Piper. Well, they put them both in a tag match, and they put a celebrity there, and the hope is... WrestleMania 1, WrestleMania 2, WrestleMania 3, WrestleMania 4 to a degree, and 5, is that you're going to go see the match on the house show. You're going to spend your money, and when the WWF comes to your area, you're going to go pay a ticket to see it live, and then they're going to get you to buy the next match, right? So Bruce Pritchard tells this story about WrestleMania 3. Steamboat wins the Intercontinental title, and he's in charge of Houston Wrestling TV at the time. And they have all the access to Vince's library. So the Paul Bosch decides to run that match 3 weeks in a row when the return match is in 6 weeks.
Yep.
Right? And it ends up falling flat because you've already seen the match three times. And so nobody comes out to see the return match because you've already given it away on TV.
Right.
And... right. But at the time, the model was talk them into the building.
Yep.
You want to come out and see this match, and you want to go and buy the T-shirt and buy, you know, the delicious ice cream bars, and you want to be there for the wrestling. I remember going to a show at the Boston Garden. Hogan had just won the title from Slaughter at WrestleMania 7.
Okay.
And it was Hogan versus Slaughter for the title, and it went on before intermission. So it's a disqualification finish, and they announce right before intermission, hey, like, we didn't have a finish here, but it's just been announced. Next month when WWF comes back to the Boston Garden, you're going to get Hulk Hogan defending the WWF Championship against Sergeant Slaughter in a Desert Storm match. You can go get your tickets at the box office right now.
Right.
And now they hooked you for, you come in, you get the promos on TV, Hogan's going to be there, there's a terrible finish, but hey, the return match is next month, and there must be a winner. So now they've got you for tickets for that show, tickets for the next show, and you have to get the Hulk Hogan ripaway shirt, and you have to get the ice cream bars, and all that stuff. So that's a long way of saying, like, the model is just different because... the money coming in isn't from the ticketed fans. It's from the TV advertisers, the TV networks, things like that. Mm-hmm. That's why all these different decisions are made. So if you're going on that basis, like, they'll do another stadium show. Survivor Series might end up, well, they can't do it in Tampa because the weather and football season and this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
But they'll take the hit. They'll do WrestleMania in Los Angeles. Maybe the Rumble. Well, you can't do the Rumble in January in Tampa.
Yeah, it'd be a little cool.
It'd be a little tough, and Tom Brady's going to go to the Buccaneers, so they're going to be playing playoff games, so you can't do the Rumble. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Actually, well, is it the Super Bowl in Tampa? So you can't do the Rumble.
It is. You can't do the Rumble in Tampa. However, though, you could. You could, though, because if you do the Rumble in Tampa, it would be in between the that's the bye week there between – Oh, yeah. No, you can't. I just forget it. You can't.
You can't do the Rumble there either.
Yeah, that's right. That's out. Yeah, I'm an idiot. Yeah, you cannot. Because in between the AFC, NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. So that's out. So, yeah, maybe, I don't know, get him back next year. Well, SummerSlam has not been announced. You could always do it in Tampa next year. SummerSlam 2021.
Training camp. Tom Brady's final season in Tampa, training camp.
You were just hooked on him going to Tampa Bay.
They're gonna offer him a boatload of money to go there, and you know, supposedly he's in Tampa right now, or he's in Southern Florida, either in Miami or Tampa.
Yeah,
on the street.
Yeah, okay. Stu's sources. I think it's gonna be the Dolphins, but we'll see.
Yeah, the Dolphins. But this isn't a Brady podcast. This is a wrestling podcast.
No.
But it's my fault.
They came out of nowhere. They came out of nowhere. We'll see.
But that's kind of where I see it, is it's a television show over a live event show, and that's why they're like, okay, we're just going to do studio wrestling, empty arena wrestling. Mike, what's your takeaway from it?
You know what? It's better than nothing. Like I said, it's refreshing to watch this, and if they're going to give you new and live content, then just go with it. Deal with it. It's a good distraction for all of us here. Some people are furious about, you know, it being going on. It should be canceled. It should be postponed. Just stay with it on the date there. Vince owns it. He's putting his employees to work. And you know what? It's the best that we can do. So make it happen. Now, there have been some other things. A lot of people are saying that, what about the possibility of having Gillette Stadium or Fenway Park as part of the SummerSlam weekend? I think that equation is out. This is strictly TD Garden. And I could tell you this because, you know, shameless plug, being the PA announcer for the Revolution, the Revs have a home match the night before SummerSlam, and that's the NXT TakeOver at the Garden. So Gillette Stadium is out, and they're not going to have enough time to set it up for SummerSlam. Fenway Park, you know, I maybe the NXT TakeOver, but I don't think that's going to happen, though. I think it's going to be all at the Garden.
And the Garden is pretty much sold out for SummerSlam, and they're still supposed to have a presale in April for all the other events around it, and yeah, we'll see how that does.
Right, exactly. This is crazy. So, you know, the last week has been, it changed our world for sure. People have talked about this is similar to post 9/11. You know, we forget, though, post 9/11, it was only a few days, and after that, they wanted us to go back to work. They wanted us to go out to the restaurants. They wanted us to go to bars and games and so forth. They're telling us to stay contained right now.
Yeah.
And if we're able to get wrestling on for live content for what they're doing, embrace it. Just enjoy every minute of whatever we can. So,
and Vince McMahon at the time was like, F it, I'm going on the air.
Oh, he was ready, yeah.
He was the first public assembly. And Vince McMahon is a patriot.
He
has a lot of things, but he believes in a lot of things in this country. And he'll take the Saudi prince's money, but like when it comes down to it, he's got a lot of patriot like beliefs, whatever that is supposed to mean. But I've heard him described as a patriot. I've heard Donald Trump described as a patriot. There's a lot of people in this world who are for patriotism.
Absolutely, and a tribute to the troops.
Yep, that was a JBL suggestion, and JBL. There are a lot of people who don't like JBL, but he believes in patriotism, and I respect that to a degree. I respect that a lot. So that's where we are. You know, not for nothing, John Cena watched 205 Live from one of the production perches, and WWE put out a video about it. Why not have some of the wrestlers sit in the crowd?
Sure.
And I say that because I was at NXT Bridgeport, Connecticut, the night Adam Cole won the title. And yep. Stephanie McMahon and her kids were sitting a few rows in front of me, and they were having the time of their life. And Stephanie was into it. And maybe that becomes a distraction for the viewer, but it's better than nothing.
Put, you know what? Put if some of you want to do that. Put the Hall of Famers in there. The guys that were supposed to go in the Hall of Fame, have them be in part of the crowd. Or some of your old-time Hall of Famers. Spread them out. Social distance them. Put them in the crowd. Do it.
It would be something a little bit different. Is, you know, John Cena just works his match and then he comes out to the crowd, right? Like you've seen performers go from announce table to ring back to the announce table. So maybe that's something. If they want to have some sort of like interaction, is you do that.
No issue with that. You got to, you know, figure out to keep the wheels turning and as entertaining as possible. So I like that. Very good.
You know, the other idea, Robbie Fox, who does wrestling for Barstool. He does a bunch of other stuff. He's really connected with Dana White, and he's good friends with Cody and Kevin Owens and, you know, a few more of the wrestlers. He had a suggestion on Twitter about Vince should just sit in the middle of the ring in a rocking chair and just read the results of what would have happened.
Good job, Robbie.
You know, go like line for line of what happened. I think I saw Gabe Sapolsky do, if the show would have run this past week, this is what would or might have happened. You know.
Now, that would have been like, you know, kind of like the NCAA releasing the March Madness bracket, but they didn't do that. So let us know where they would have played and so forth. But I like that. Good job, Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie's a smart mind. He's kind of a condescending. And never mind.
All right.
Nah, that's fine. So everything is postponed, canceled. You know, going forward, WrestleCon, if you can help, you know, some of the wrestlers who can't get work, I think Chaotic's going to announce some cancellations of some local shows. But what you can do is, if you can't go to live wrestling, you can, of course, go to the WWE Network or the High Spots Network or the WWN Network or Ring of Honor Honor Club and watch old stuff if you want to. And that, of course, transitions rather roughly to this week's WrestleMania match that everybody should watch. Mine is WrestleMania 21. It's Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels. And maybe it falls into the category of forgotten classics because of what was around it. Batista and John Cena win world championships. It's Randy Orton versus Undertaker. Edge wins what I think was the first ever Money in the Bank ladder match. Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero. So I'm not going to try to put words to recapture this match, but it's pretty close to a 50-50 match. Mr. WrestleMania, Shawn Michaels taps out to the ankle lock, and Michaels really sold it for about 2 or 3 minutes before the tap out. And this is something that you need to, that I can't describe well enough. JR and King were just on top of their game for this match. And it's something that you should go back and watch. Hell, you got plenty of time. That whole show, I think, is loaded pretty good. So if you wanted to watch WrestleMania 21 in its entirety, but that match, Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels, I think is the match that you should watch.
Nice. Like it. You know, that was kind of during a time where I was fading in and out of the wrestling, where I wasn't, you know, heavily invested as I am now and in times past. But, you know, I was reading up on the results and everything, but I have seen that match in the past. The submission, as you said there, with Angle winning, just anytime those two guys were in the ring. And that was kind of at the height of Angle with the ruthless aggression and him being at the forefront of that, and Shawn Michaels building his career already. To be have those two in the same ring at a situation like that, that's a really good match to go back and say. Really is. And Shawn Michaels, anytime he's in a WrestleMania match, he's going to give you the best he can. That's why he was, quote unquote, Mr. WrestleMania, if you will.
Even though he had like a 6-11 record, but you know, Mr. WrestleMania.
Yeah. Catchy name, but the record didn't really pan out.
No, Mike, what's your WrestleMania match that everybody should watch?
Well, don't watch it because of the product of how they performed in the ring, but watch it because of the crowd. WrestleMania 20, Brock Lesnar and Goldberg. You're probably like, what the hell are you thinking? Well, here's the reason why. The crowd absolutely controlled this one. And this was at a time, you know, pre-social media, internet really with the rumors. And that's where the crowd determined that they were all set and checked out on this one. Stone Cold Steve Austin was a special guest referee. It's pretty ironic that these two guys, Brock Lesnar and Goldberg, 16 years later, are your two heavyweight champions. Brock, when he was introduced, booed, absolutely booed when his music hit. Coming down the aisle a year before, here he is in the WWE Championship match against Kurt Angle, another great match, WrestleMania 19. Goldberg had a pretty positive intro with the crowd chanting Goldberg. And the minute these two, before they locked up, chanced around Madison Square Garden, you sold out because Brock Lesnar was ready to go to the NFL, and he did end up having that tryout there with the Minnesota Vikings. Even, again, before they locked up, crowd was chanting, nah, 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 hey, hey, goodbye. Jim Ross actually had to address the rumor of Brock Lesnar leaving for the NFL. Austin was a saving grace in this one. He gave everyone that crowd chant, put him over, the pop. Just it was not a good match. A headlock and, you know, headlock after headlock, and then Brock did, you know, get Goldberg flexed into F5 eventually, and then Goldberg did get the spear to win. But there were numerous chants, Lesnar sucks, this match sucks. The crowd controlled this one because they knew the future of Brock Lesnar and Goldberg. And it just was at a time in WWE and in society where they were ahead of the game knowing what was going to happen with the superstars. Thank God at the end, where after Brock Lesnar flipped off the crowd, Austin gave him the Stone Cold Stunner and then Goldberg as well. Not a good match, but watch it because you, the fans, controlled this one, how the outcome was.
I remember that match. I remember knowing what was going to happen and being like, they can't. Goldberg's leaving, so he can't win. But Brock's leaving, so he can't win.
Yep.
And the only reason why Goldberg won was he was the good guy.
Exactly.
And that's how Vince sometimes books it, is just that. And then, you know, their story years later, which screwed Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho out of a Universal Championship match, but that's
that's
whole
other
thing. That was WrestleMania 33 in Orlando. Yep. Mike, do you have anything else relating to wrestling?
No, you know what? Like Jimmy said, you have a lot of time here to go and watch old matches, the two we gave you there, and a lot of good content on the WWE Network, not just WWE, but WCW, ECW, some great documentaries. Check it out. You know, we're going to give you a show here as long as everything's going on in the wrestling world. AEW on Wednesday night, Dynamite. I'd imagine NXT is going to be at the Performance Center too.
Yep, all the WWE shows are at the Performance Center until further notice.
So here we go.
And,
so let's
and
just
AEW is going to be running empty arenas as well.
Yeah, you know what? Tell your family and friends, tell people who don't like wrestling, give it a chance. Now's your time. Get hooked on, jump on the bandwagon, and listen to us here on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. But more importantly, everybody, be safe, be vigilant, do what you can to help everybody. We're all in this together. So
check on the elderly, too.
Yep.
If you know someone elderly, don't be afraid to give them a call. I know you've heard it before, but these are the people that are most susceptible to this. So check on them.
Yep.
They need us.
Care about everybody. If you can, get takeout. Buy gift certificates, and hope that those places are still around when we get to the other side of this.
Yep.
You know, we're friends with Andy Wong at the Kowloon. Get some Chinese food takeout. Top Shelf Cookies is a great cookie place if you're looking for something for your sweet tooth. If you can support your favorite wrestlers and buy a t-shirt, buy a t-shirt. I think there are going to be some sales and stuff like that. There are like little things to do if you can do, but most importantly, take care of yourself, get some food supplies, social distancing. If you need help, ask for it. Like whether that's going to the doctor because you're not sure of something, whether it's mental health. There are plenty of great mental health specialists in the world. This is a stressful time for a lot of people where they don't know where their next meal is coming. They don't know where their next check is coming. They don't know where they're going to put their daughter for daycare. Things of this nature are all coming up. Talk to people, talk to professionals. There is help. Just ask for it. Mike and I are going to do this podcast as long as there's wrestling content. So yeah, we're fortunate, right? So we get to talk about wrestling, and maybe, you know, for 30 minutes to 40 minutes, we get to distract you from the real world. We're still doing sports radio. Brady is still a free agent until he's not, until they shut down the internet or whatever the next step is in this storm that's happening economically and health-wise and all that stuff. So
it feels like a movie. The only thing we're missing is an alien invasion.
Have you seen the Hillary Clinton emails?
No, I have not.
No, yeah. That's a whole nother.
Oh boy.
We're going to be back with content next week. Mike, do you have any closing words?
No, just to echo you, be safe and be healthy, everyone. And enjoy as much as you can. And obviously, count your blessings and hug your loved ones a little harder, because that's your saving grace to be with them and take care of them.
Each week, you can listen to Wrestling Inside the Ropes on the podcast page of 985thesportshub.com and on the 985 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. Our podcasts are also available at bpodstudios.com and in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. For Mike Riley at Sarge985, the show's Twitter account is at WrestleCast985. You can follow me on Twitter at IamJamesStewart. You can email the show if you'd like. It's WrestleCast985@gmail.com. The Jim Ross thing, I have emails. If we can select a winner, we will. If we can do more of the contest, we will. But we'll figure that out when we get more information on that. We're all in this together. We're going to get to the other side of the storm, and we'll all be better for it. Be vigilant, be safe, be healthy.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.